This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Trump, allied with Republicans in Congress, is intent on reducing both legal immigration to the U.S. and deporting immigrants in the U.S. without permission. A key story this morning is the administration's newly announced intention to work with governors to use the National Guard to beef up border security. Meanwhile, the U.S. unemployment rate is hovering just above 4%, and employers increasingly complain of worker shortages. So how does reducing the number of immigrant workers affect the U.S. labor market? From our bureau in Portland, Oregon, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Portland Parks and Rec held a Welcome to Immigrants and Refugees event recently. Manager Art Hendricks says with unemployment low, he's always on the lookout for new recruits to the department's workforce.
A significant portion are immigrants. Many of the people have a tremendous amount of skills.
Immigrants, both documented and undocumented, make up 17% of the U.S. workforce now, up from 13% in 2000. Economist Aparna Matter at the American Enterprise Institute says reducing immigration will starve the economy of workers.
Baby boomers retiring is creating this deep hole in the workforce. We're not seeing a huge amount of native workers entering the economy. And I think that's a big reason why we're seeing the sudden demand for immigrants.
She says they're filling jobs in construction, healthcare, high tech. On average, they're younger than American-born workers and could help meet the country's labor needs for decades to come. Lynn Steven is an expert on immigration at the University of Oregon. She says the Trump administration's actions are driving away high-skilled workers from Latin America.
Those are people who have choices. They might migrate to Spain or Italy, where their other options are Canada.
Meanwhile, President Trump has moved to shut down DACA, which grants work permission to so-called dreamers brought here as children. If those dreamers go underground or leave the U.S., their economic contributions could be lost, including the farm business that Anna and her husband are building in Eugene, Oregon.
So we have calves, goats, and chickens, and farm fresh eggs.
Anna was born in El Salvador and is now a U.S. citizen. Her husband's from Mexico and has DACA. She asked that we only use her first name to avoid immigration problems.
Since he got DACA, we could actually go further with our business. We're about to buy our first home.
Investments that could be in jeopardy if DACA is terminated. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.